Our scripture this morning comes out of the book of Luke, chapter 13, starting with verse 10. On the Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman who was there, who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years, she was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. This is the word of God for the people of God. He laid his hands on me. There are moments in our life when words are not enough. There are seasons when counseling seems not to be possible. There are burdens so heavy that education cannot fix it. Money cannot move it, and people cannot understand it. But thanks be to God that there is still power in the touch of Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. The Bible says he laid his hands on her. Not only did he speak to her, not only did he notice her, but he touched her. And everything changed after that touch. The text tells us that this woman in Luke 13 had been bent over for 18 years. Can you imagine that? I had a great aunt that, as long as I can remember, such a little boy, she was bent over, always looking at the ground. When she would talk to you, it would be more like this rather than like this. So I can relate a little bit through experience with my great aunt what this woman went through. 18 years. What a long time. Not 18 minutes. Not 18 days. But years. She had lived almost two decades looking down. She was broken and humiliated. She could hear people talking, but she couldn't look them in the eye. She attended church. The Bible says she was in the synagogue. But she was still bound. How often, how many times do you think or suppose that she prayed to be healed? You would think, and I don't, the scripture doesn't tell us that, but I speak from experience, I'm sure the same for the rest of us, that after a while, you just give up. You stop praying. I think that's a very real possibility for this lady. How amazing or how surprised do you think she was when she heard Jesus' voice calling for her? She was still suffering. That alone ought to preach to somebody. Because we can see from this lady's experience, being in church does not automatically make you mean you are free. Just coming to church doesn't mean you're going to be healed. Just coming to church doesn't mean you're going to be taken in the rapture. Just coming to church doesn't mean you're going to spend eternity in heaven. There are people sitting in these pews every Sunday. Once in a while, we get a visitor. Sometimes the visitor returns. Perhaps some people here this morning is suffering through depression. Maybe there's a member of our church family that is not here this morning because of depression. I know, we know, there's a fact for a fact, there's people sitting here among us this morning, part of our church family, that are suffering with grief. There are people experiencing betrayal. Perhaps someone is hurt by something that happened to them in the church. I know there are some in this church family that have experienced that. I know that. Perhaps there are some here this morning that are suffering by some sort of an addiction. I'm sure there are some people sitting here this morning that are experiencing or living in fear. Maybe somebody here is experiencing financial pressure. Or maybe they're just here this morning because they have a secret sin. I'm sure there's some people here this morning that may be smiling on the outside while suffering on the inside. But the Bible says, the Bible tells us, we read it this morning, that Jesus saw this lady. Can I tell you something? People may overlook you, but Jesus sees every burden you carry. Jesus sees you. Jesus knows what you're experiencing. He follows you with the Holy Spirit. But here's the problem. The devil wants you bent. But I suspect, or I am sure, that this lady we read about this morning was not just physically bent. She was also spiritually bent. Now, it tells us she's a churchgoer, tells us she was in the synagogue. But don't you think it would be a realistic thought to think that her spirit was broken after 18 years? Or maybe she was there in the synagogue out of desperation. How many of us has ever tried to make a deal with God? You know, God, if you do this for me, I will never miss a Sunday worshiping. Or Jesus, if you would walk with me and give me the strength, I will always pray. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sure this lady has tried everything after 18 years. The devil loves to spiritually bend people over. He wants to bend our prayer life. By that I mean that he doesn't want us to communicate with God. I suspect Satan's having a bad time right now because we're here. We have refused to let the devil bend us over spiritually. Satan wants to bend our faith. I'm sure this lady in the synagogue at some point had lost her faith, or at best it was weakened by her condition. Satan wants us to believe that God cannot do it. He wanted that lady to believe you are just stuck with it. And oh, wait a minute, I'll tell you a lie. I can take care of it for you. Satan knows that if he can keep us bent long enough, we will start believing that this is how we were meant to be. Satan's a liar. This lady is a perfect example. I have no doubt in my mind that each and every one of us that are sitting here this morning have experienced Satan lying to you. The question I have is did you believe it? I think some of us are guilty of that, at least temporarily. But as Christians, as people who love Jesus Christ, knows that we can come to God and be healed. We ask that this morning. Because we were not created to live under oppression. Jesus doesn't want to see us down and out. He doesn't want to see us moping around, oh, woe is me. Oh, if I could get rid of this pain, or oh, if this limp would just straighten out, or oh, if this shoulder would stop hurting. It goes on and on and on. Jesus doesn't want to see that in us. He didn't want to see it in this lady in the synagogue. And Jesus did something about it. Because this lady, along with us, were created to stand upright and be in and to the authority of God. I want to read this to you. I'm going to read it out of the Message because it's a little bit easier to understand. And it says, next, the messenger angel showed me the high priest Joshua. He was standing before God's angel where the accuser showed up to accuse him. Then God said to the accuser, I, God, rebuke you. Accuser, I rebuke you. Pulled out Jerusalem. Joshua, standing before the angel, was dressed in dirty clothes. Satan's assignment has always been resistance. He fights our progress. He fights our peace. He fights our future. But I really, really, really love what verse 2 says. The Lord rebuked Satan. Isn't that cool? I can just hear the Holy Ghost saying, the things that fought you will not destroy you. Just speak to what it is that has you bent and say, the Lord rebuked you. Do you ever say that in your prayer? Father, Lord Jesus, I know that you have rebuked Satan. When depression tries to hold you down, speak to it. And just tell that the disease, I want to remind you that Jesus rebukes you. Now here's something that I need to point out to you. Jesus called the lady to himself. Now, we know story after story after story where Jesus went across the street to do whatever it was, or Jesus stopped to speak to somebody in the crowd for whatever reason it was. But I want to remind you this morning, this is a perfect example. Jesus called this lady to him. And Jesus does that to each and every one of us. He calls us to his side. He calls us to sit on his lap. He calls us, and we are to come so we can hear what Jesus has to say to us. Jesus didn't heal her from a distance. He could have. He could have just snapped a finger and she got up and walked out, but he didn't. He called her to himself, and this lady responded. You imagine how difficult it was for her to walk bent over, not being able to see where she had to go, but could hear Jesus' voice. This way, lady. Keep coming. You're right on the path. This way. Come to me. Can you imagine that? That's exactly how Jesus calls us. This way, people. You're on the right path, people. Come to me, people. We need to have a conversation. And I don't want to have to yell to you. Because love is never portrayed with a raised voice. Let me share this with you. that our breakthrough begins when we respond to his call. Not one of us sitting here this morning was born again because we did not receive his respond to his call. Every one of us, our born again experience was the result of Jesus calling us to come. In our Christian experiences, in our Christian life, creates breakthroughs that emboldens us to declare Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. There are many examples of people have received their breakthrough because they responded. Blind Bartimaeus, he responded. He was blind and sitting by the roadside begging when he heard Jesus passing by. And he heard Jesus cry out, "The Son of David, have mercy on me." That's what Bartimaeus responded to. Peter responded. He was fishing when Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." What did Peter do? Dropped his nets and went to Jesus. He responded to the call. Matthew responded by leaving behind his old life. Now Matthew, this is a pretty cool story. Matthew was a rich person. He decided to leave his wealthy, well-to-do life and his family and responded to the call of Jesus Christ and became one of the prominent disciples. He walked away from wealth and status, and by accepting transformation, his response, what did Matthew do? He repented and experienced the transformation. Matthew had a breakthrough because he heard the call of Jesus and responded. Now we hear where this woman responded. Some people say stay bound, because they refuse to move when Jesus calls them. I did that for years. For years. For this lady, here's what happened when she came to Jesus. He touched her. The power of Jesus' hand represents that transfer. When Jesus laid hands on her, strength was transferred. Something moved from him to her. This is why Satan fights worship so hard. He knows that worship positions you for the touch of God. When Jesus calls you, you need to get closer, because there's nothing finer can happen to any one of us than feeling the touch of Jesus' hand on our shoulders. That is as good as it gets. And the best byproduct of that is Satan has a really, really bad day. So I encourage you this morning, to listen for the call. For us that have been born again, does not mean we will never hear the call again. Jesus Christ will call us each and every time. There's something He has for us to do, and how to do it, to go forth and make disciples of all men and women. And we are equipped and prepared to do that, because that touch of Jesus' hand on our shoulder has transferred the power from Jesus' own hand to us. Listen for the call. Respond accordingly. Take the lesson that we have learned here this morning and expect the heal. Expect to heal. Take the lesson that we've learned here this morning and experience what this lady experienced. And all of God's people said, amen.